All right, Sean, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us and congratulations on another win. I know you've asked this probably quite a few times, but can you just sort of talk us through how you're feeling, entering the playoffs and sweeping the first two races and sort of at how you feel heading to Bristol?
Yeah, I mean, I just been trying to stay really low key and just have fun with it. Just stay focused on what I'm in control of. And I feel like last year I was nervous coming in all the races and just thinking about the unknowns and yeah, this year I'm just trying to enjoy it more and just trying to put pressure on the other guys. Really had really good trucks the last 2 weeks. Last week's truck was unbelievable. Today's didn't start off very good, and even in stage two, gosh, just loose and fighting off the 18 and the four and man, just really not having a whole lot of fun with it, just up front. And then got it pretty good there at the end. I was still a little free that last run, but it was way more manageable and was able to keep the KBM trucks behind me.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take some questions from the media for you. Let's kick things off with Bob. Bob.
Yes, Sheldon, do you feel like you're, I guess, is there any difference you feel like in the last two races than during the regular season?
I mean, just better trucks, really. Just, I feel like we've been working towards this, though. I mean, Pocono, we ran third of the KBM trucks. We were really fast all day. I actually thought we were better than them. Just same thing as today. They were in front of me, and I couldn't go anywhere. Really good run at the road course before playoffs started. And we've just been building on this and got some momentum rolling. I think the last five races, we have two wins and two thirds. And I don't know what I got at Knoxville, but just building momentum and just, I don't know, just, yeah, just bringing trucks that are better. And that just makes the whole day easier executing and just, yeah, just having more options. You're not just in a box with a truck that's a handful.
And also want to ask, are you close to having a decision or something to announce for next season?
I can't tell, but there's good stuff coming.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have any other questions for Sheldon here that we can put in the queue? Sheldon, one question for you. Coming as you're the reigning champion, is there an added pressure to do it again and do it back to back, or do you not really think about that while you're in the process of just competing for a separate championship this season?
Yeah, I mean, there is. I think maybe if we were better all season, then maybe. But I don't know. I'm just trying to have fun this year, and yeah, just I don't know. And yeah, not really thinking about it, honestly. If maybe if we had a better season, then maybe. But I feel like I came into the playoffs with nothing to lose. I only had one win and one stage win. So yeah, just trying to do my job as best I can, and winning and just trying to set myself up for next year. It's getting hard to get jobs right now. And if you win, that makes it easier. So that's what my goal is right now.
Awesome. And we'll take our next one from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Sorry, I had to find the unmute. Congratulations, Sheldon. Just a question. Did you, coming into this first round, did you think that it was a particularly good round for you as far as tracks go?
Yeah, actually, I had all three gold. I honestly think we can go to Bristol with a good truck, and I think we have a shot at winning Bristol. So, yeah, I would just love to score as many points as possible this round and just have good runs next round. If we can go, obviously, win Vegas, that's ideal for anyone. Then you don't have to worry about Talladega or Martinsville, which those two are, gosh, those two can kind of be best. I love the next two tracks you have coming, Bristol and Vegas, and then Talladega gets its own deal, and then Martinsville I like a lot too. So just need to get through the next four, and yeah, just hope we have another shot at it at Phoenix.
Thank you.
All right, Sheldon. It looks like that's all we've got for you. So thank you so much for taking some time with us. Congratulations on another victory. We will look forward to seeing you at Bristol.
Thank you.
Thanks. And to all of the media, we'll have the audio and video of this posted on NASCARmedia.com. And we look forward to seeing you later on for the NASCAR Cup Series post-race. As always, if you guys have any questions, reach out to someone on the communications team. Thanks and see you later.